Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, yesterday we had Jeff Rorta on the program, of course, with the St. Louis Police Officers Association. You can always listen to that on the website at 971talk.com/Cox. And we've got it up on Facebook and of course, on the webpage. You can listen to the audio on demand. He's being sued by Kim Gardner because he speaks on behalf of the police in St. Louis. She wants him to not exist anymore, is what she said the other day. Why does a Jeff Rorta even exist? You might ask that question about Kim Gardner. How did she get elected? How did her fellow prosecutors or circuit attorneys from across the country who showed up on the steps down here get elected? Well, we have an insight into that, and we're joined this morning by Joe Schaffstall. Joe is a reporter with the Washington Free Beacon. Joe, great to get you on the radio this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've commented on who these ladies were who came to town in support of Kim Gardner. And we knew that when Kim Gardner ran for circuit attorney, she was part of a slate that was put forward by none other than George Soros, right?
That is correct. So what is happening, what all these attorneys and prosecutors that descended on St. Louis in to back Gardner, they're all part of an organization. No, I don't want to say an organization, but they're an effort to overhaul the criminal justice system. These candidates are recruited sometimes, or Soros, he has a person named Whitney Tymas, and she pinpoint races across the country where there's far left attorneys that agree with his sort of viewpoint of reforming the criminal justice system. And what he'll do is he'll come into these cities and he'll dump a ton of money, anywhere between $100,000 and $1.5 million for these candidates. And in a DA race, in a prosecutor race, $1 million is a lot of money. Most congressional candidates across the country don't even get $1 million for a race, most. And so when you're looking at these stats, they're crushing these opponents in fundraising. And there's nothing like they can do unless another big money donor came in to help. So basically what you're seeing is these people are at a major money advantage put there by Soros and others who are criminal justice left, far left people that want to overhaul the system, and it puts them at a major advantage. And so in St. Louis, you have a group of these people who are funded by Soros coming in to protect another person who was funded by Soros.
Yeah, very true. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. Aramis Ayala, who's the state's attorney down in the Orlando, Florida area. She's one of the ones you said in your article who got $1.5 million from Soros.
Yes. So she was on the higher end of the money from Soros. So he must have really liked her. Like I said, it's anywhere between $100,000 and $1.4 million. And this is an effort that has been going on for years. He's been quietly doing this for years, but now more people are starting to talk about it. While people were major donors were pouring a ton of money into federal elections, Soros doesn't really do that as or to politicians. He doesn't really do that as much anymore as he does the criminal justice reform aspect, because he's really big in overhauling the system as a whole.
Right.
And so what he'll do this stealthily, and there's no limits on how much money you can give to these people. So like I said, it's just, they put them in a major disadvantage. It's something to behold. It's smart. It's actually a very smart thing to do.
Yeah. It's kind of frightening. Joe Schaffstall is my guest right now. He's a reporter with the Washington Free Beacon. You know, in the end of your story there, you mentioned the Kim Gardner prosecution, or I call it a persecution, of former Governor Eric Greitens. You know, I don't know if Soros played a role in that, but if she had not been the prosecutor, that case never would have been brought. It had more holes in it than Swiss cheese.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing from the get-go, her hiring the former FBI agent as a private investigator instead of working with police, that just shows you that, I mean, no other attorney would have done something like that. A normal attorney would have worked with the police in a situation like that. The there are obviously a lot of questions surrounding about how she went about doing this. And then you had the agent who, the investigator, perjure himself. And then she refused to talk about it for a very long time until she was deposed. She had to, like, she was forced to go in,
right,
to testify on her involvement. That's exactly the kind of people that would bring a case forward like this. These people wield a lot of power. I wish this kind of stuff would get more coverage, because a prosecutor at DA determines what crimes to prosecute, what not to, what to bring forward, what to, like, squash. So in reality, a prosecutor and an attorney like Gardner wield a lot more power than, like, a local congressman.
Sure. We you know what, something you, I'm not telling you how to do your job, but we had a local reporter here at KMOX radio down the hall, Kevin Killeen, who did a FOIA request and found out the rate of prosecution by Kim Gardner on felony charges versus the number of cases brought to her versus what she actually prosecutes, is it like 23%? I mean, it's kind of hard to compare it historically at this point, but what we know is she's just choosing to ignore a lot of crime in the St. Louis area.
Well, that's another thing these candidates that are funded by Soros do. They don't bring forward as much. They don't prosecute as much. They want to bring lower level charges for bigger level crimes. They want to reduce incarceration, and they do that through not prosecuting.
Yes.
And so they'll let a lot of stuff slip that would otherwise be prosecuted by an everyday normal prosecutor besides these people.
Well, it's pretty stunning. Listen, Joe, we appreciate your time. Joe Schaffstall, my guest there, at Joe Schaffstall on Twitter, and the website for the newspaper is freebeacon.com. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.